Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, O Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy upon the contemplation of those mighty acts whereby you have given us life and immortality through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. On this day he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. Let these branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Who is the King of glory? How will we call him? He is Emmanuel, the promised of ages. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. In all of Galilee and city and village, he goes among his people, curing their illness. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Turned our Savior and brother, in all of Galilee was never another. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. He gave his life for us, the pledge of salvation. He took upon himself the sins of the nation. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Will share with us his heavenly vision. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates of heaven, lift up your voices. Who is the King of glory? How shall we call?
He is Emmanuel, the promised of ages. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates and for him lift up your voice. In all of Galilee and city or village, he goes among his people curing their illness.
Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature, and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he awakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint. And I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read together from Psalm 31. Have mercy on me, O God, for I am in trouble. My eyes consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and my belly. For my life is wasted with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails me because of affliction, and my bones are consumed. I have become a reproach to all my enemies, and even to my neighbors, a dismay to those of my acquaintance. When they see me in the street, they avoid me. I am forgotten like a dead man out of mind. I am useless as a broken pot, for I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. But as for me, I have trusted in you, O God. I have said, you are my God. My hands are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and in your loving kindness save me.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was born in the form of God, did not regard equally with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Treasure laid up for the wise, how precious a crown you have, glorious a prize. Oh, the beautiful treasure laid up for Hear of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus and kill him, yet they were hesitant.
We mustn't harm him during the festival. We don't want to cause a riot.
At Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as Jesus sat at the table, a woman came with a jar of costly ointment, and she broke open the jar and poured the oil upon his head.
This is a waste of a valuable asset. We could have sold the ointment and given the money to the poor.
Let her alone. She has done a good thing. The poor will always be with you, but you will not always have me. She has anointed my body for its burial. I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, this that she has done will be told in remembrance of her.
You're one of the Nazarene's disciples.
I am.
What do you want?
What do you want?
Speak up.
I may be willing to show you where he is.
Then Judas began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. On the first day of the unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus was in the company of his disciples.
Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?
Go into the city. A man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Go with him. He will lead you to a house, and you will say to the owner of the house, "The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" He will show you a room upstairs. Make preparations for us there.
When it was evening, Jesus came with the 12 to the house where they observed the Passover.
Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me. Take, this is my body. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
Then they went out to the Mount of Olives.
You will all become deserters, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee.
Even though all become deserters, I will not.
This very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.
Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you.
And they all said the same thing, and they went out to a place called Gethsemane.
Sit here while I pray. I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake. Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Enough, the hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and take him away under guard. Rabbi,
they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me, as though I were a bandit? I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled.
And they all deserted him and fled. Then they took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed them at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards watching himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, But they found none, for many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree.
Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?
But he was silent and did not answer.
Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?
I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power, and coming with the clouds of heaven.
Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?
All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and the guards took him over and beat him.
You also were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth.
I do not know or understand what you're talking about.
Then the cock crowed.
This man is one of them.
No, I do not know this man that you're talking about.
Certainly you are one of them.
I tell you, no.
At that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. Then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him,
"Before the cock crows twice, he will deny me three times."
And he broke down and wept. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
"Are you the Son of God?"
"You say so."
"Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you."
Jesus made no reply. Now, at the festival, Pilate used to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone for whom they asked. A man called Barabbas was in prison with rebels who had committed murder during an insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom.
"Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?"
"No."
"Why? What evil has he done?"
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
"Hail, King of the Jews."
They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews," and with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, and those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And at 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when a centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said,
"Truly, this man was God's son."
There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Younger and of Joseph and Salome. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate summoned the centurion, and seeing that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Joseph took the body from the cross, wrapped it in a linen cloth, and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid.
Please stand or kneel for the prayers of the people as you are able. Let us pray for the church and the world.
Creator Lord, you have given us eyes to see ourselves as we truly are. and the heart to accept your free gift of grace. Fill us now with the courage to step forward in faith, to repent to our sins, and to turn the life we have been given to your guidance and your service. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, impel the political leaders in our world, in our nation, and in our community to rally to your call and forsake the temptations and vanities of power, and to govern with integrity, equity, and truth. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, fortify and energize all who are anointed to bring us your word and sacraments. As they shepherd us in faith, we walk together towards wholesomeness in you. We pray especially for our Bishop Megan, our Rector Pamela, our clergy, our staff, and all the lay leaders of this church. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, sustain the faith and dispel the despair of all who are ill in mind, body, or spirit, and of all who attend to their needs. We now join our voices to pray for all those in need, especially those on our parish prayer list.
We pray for peace in all areas of the world experiencing armed conflict, especially Gaza and Ukraine. For all victims of violence, especially those affected by this week's terrorist attacks in Moscow. And we pray for our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, Anthony C., Michael L., Garda J., Carol G., Mary H., James and Kathy W., David S., Susan and Jim W., the Reverend Mac Olson, Chemo and Deb K., and Lenine B. I invite you to add your own petitions at this time, either silently or aloud.
O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Creator Lord, lift us from our grief into the hope of eternal life and joy. Reunite us with all who now live again in glory with you. O God of mercy,
we now confess and begin again.
Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. It's so lovely to have so many of you here today. I hope you made it in time to see Jenny and Larry and enjoy the procession. I want to say a special thank you to David Martin, who organized our Passion Play. And the whole cast who were wonderful. We have a lot of announcements on our yellow sheet. Mostly, of course, it's the Holy Week schedule, which we want everyone to take home with them. I hope you will put this up on your refrigerator or wherever you will see it, and try to make it to as many of these services we have during the week as you can. It really does make Easter that much more meaningful when you're able to come to things like our Maundy Thursday service, our Good Friday, one of our Good Friday services, or both. And of course, the Easter Vigil is really a wonderful tradition. We do try to live stream as many of those as we can, so for people who can't come out at night or just aren't able to make it for whatever reason, you'll still be able to participate even if you're not here in person. After church today, during coffee hour, we have some fun things going on. We have some Easter egg dyeing, because next week after the 10 o'clock service on Easter Sunday, we'll have our Easter egg hunt for the children. So these aren't the eggs that we'll use for that. We use plastic eggs, but we're getting ready for next week's celebrations. And there will also be a chance to make some butterflies, because we need a little decoration for our scaffolding for next week. So anyway, please try to stick around after church today. The other thing I really wanted to point out is that we have announced our Easter offering. And so the Easter offering is going to go to two places. It's split in half, and it will go to Episcopal Relief and Development's Middle East Fund and to the Belfry. So something international and something local, and information about that is on your yellow sheet. It also mentions that we are participating in the traditional Good Friday offering. That is a 102-year-old tradition in the Episcopal Church, and it was commended to all parishes this year by our presiding bishop, Michael Curry. And so again, there's information in your yellow sheet. Lots more in here, including the Seeds of Justice book study that's starting this week and other things for you to hopefully participate in. I know we have a couple of celebrations and milestones. Did you get any?
I did, actually. So I'm aware of at least two people who have celebrated birthdays recently, and that would be Dawn Preisler and Kathleen Dolan.
Happy birthday, Dawn.
And there may be others.
Anne Seed, who's here, it was Anne's birthday yesterday. And anyone else who's got, yes?
We have a grandson, Garrett, who turned 7 yesterday.
Garrett, is Garrett here?
No,
oh,
not.
Okay.
This is Asher.
Okay. Garrett turned 7, yes?
Today's my birthday.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, we have a lot of birthdays this week. That's wonderful. Well, if you have your bulletin on page 6, we have our celebrations and milestones prayer that we say together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And you probably, most of you have been here before, and you know that we have two stations for communion. And on this side, the priest intinks the host into the wine and hands it to you. So that's your choice on this side. On this side, there is the hosts and the chalice are separate, and you get to decide. It's not based on where you sit. You come forward down the center aisle, pick the side that is appropriate for you, and then you go back to your seats around the side aisles. We do have gluten-free hosts available. You just have to ask for them, and we've got those ready. We also can just give you a blessing instead of communion. If you come forward and cross your arms, that lets us know that you don't want communion, but you would like a blessing. And of course, if you can't make it forward, just let an usher know, and we're happy to bring communion to you. All are welcome to receive communion here at St. Martin's. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Hosanna, Hosanna,
With you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home.
By your will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in this society.
Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood, he reconciled us. By his wounds, we are healed.
And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your Church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. And now first in Spanish and then in English we pray. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.